The Healthcare Summit, an extraordinary event, a rather ordinary outcome after hours of televised negotiations. Are Republicans and Democrats any closer to really passing reforms? Well, CNN White House correspondent Ed Henry takes a closer look for us.
The stakes couldn't be higher. He's betting his presidency on getting a health reform deal. This was his last-ditch attempt to save it.
What I'm hoping to accomplish today is for everybody to focus not just on where we differ, but focus on where we agree.
A tall order when you throw dozens of members of Congress into a made-for-TV drama at the historic Blair House.
Can I just finish, please?
The president's 2008 rival, Republican John McCain, quickly tweaked him over campaign promises.
8 times you said that negotiations on health care reform would be conducted with the C-SPAN cameras. I'm glad more than a year later that they are here. Unfortunately, this product was not produced in that fashion. It was produced behind closed doors. It was produced with unsavory, I say that with respect, deal-making.
The president defended the transparency of the talks and gave as good as he got.
Let me just make this point, John, because we're not campaigning anymore. The election's over.
I'm reminded of that every day.
Even the sharp exchanges were civil, if a bit jaded, each party hammering familiar talking points.
The health insurance industry is the shark that swims just below the water. And you don't see that shark until you feel the teeth of that shark.
Should we regulate all this? In Washington, decide exactly how this works and what you can and cannot buy.
After about 6 hours, Republicans believe they made their case to the American people that the president's plan is simply too costly.
It means that for millions of Americans, premiums will go up because when people pay those new taxes, premiums will go up, and they will also go up because of the government mandates.
But Democrats believe the president got the better of the Republicans.
So, Lamar, when you mentioned earlier that you said premiums go up, that's just not the case according to the Congressional Budget Office.
Mr. President, if you're going to contradict me, I ought to have a chance to...
No. This is an example of where we've got to get our facts straight.
A CNN fact check gives the edge to the president. The CBO found that his plan would lower premiums for millions of Americans, and those facing hikes would get better coverage.